Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Get ready for this. Yesterday, the phone lines were blowing up. Our text line was blowing up. You guys were passionate about telling Jenny, our Amp listener, what to do in regards to breaking up with her boyfriend before or after Coachella. We have an update for you on what she did. We'll talk to her in just a second. Good morning to you. Thank you for hanging out on 97.1 Amp Radio. So, she's been with him for a year and a half. And for the last 6 months, she's kind of been over it. Because the dude is boring. Yeah.
All they do is go on trips to keep it spicy.
Mm-hmm. And because he's boring, he just throws money at his boredom and therefore making him exciting.
And let's be honest, she knew she had this Coachella trip coming up. So she probably was like debating back and forth for a while whether because she probably she wants to go.
But deep down inside, Jenny feels guilty that she's still with this dude, even though she doesn't like him anymore. But
as she should.
He bought Coachella tickets for this weekend and rented a house out in Coachella for her and her friends to chill at with him. So here's some of the texts that came in. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
George from the 626 said this. This is surreal. This is why most California girls suck. 714 said this. In regards to Jenny, he's already spent the money and he won't get that back. Just go, girl. Keep lying to him. Jenny, after all the advice our Amp listeners gave you, ultimately, it was your choice. What did you do yesterday?
I thought a lot about it, and I really have to go with the 714 OC girl and our host, Chelsea. And I am going to Coachella with my boyfriend and my friends because they're all looking forward to it. And then I'm going to have a conversation afterwards about how it's not working out with my boyfriend and we need to go separate ways.
So now you're a hero because everybody else is looking forward to it. If you break up with him now, you'd be ruining so many people's Coachella weekend, right?
Right. I did. I talked to a couple of my girlfriends and they were not supportive of that because they've taken time off work. They've made all the plans.
Hold up. Yeah. Now everybody going knows this guy's a sucker. You went from one bad person to a group of terrible people.
My girlfriends have known that there's been issues for a while. So it's not like a surprise, but you know, I do feel guilty about continuing to go on these trips, but like, you know, it's been said he's not going to be able to get his money back and he's looking forward to it and other bunch of people are looking forward to it. I don't want to be the person that's like ruining everybody's weekend.
I mean, I get that. I really
do. Just going to ruin his? How are you going to treat him when you're out there?
It's the same as we've been. It's been for 6 months of this. It's not like
well, they obviously get along.
Fish.
It's no, but they obviously get along.
Friends, I think we get along as friends.
I know there are people asking themselves this right now, and I'm going to ask for them. Are you guys still romantically involved?
It's definitely slowed down. I want to say it's been like 6 weeks since we've had sex.
You're going to have to throw him one during the weekend, though, right?
For sure.
I mean, come on.
Chelsea said
for sure.
I mean
one night you got to go into it with a game face.
Oh my gosh, this does not sound like Homeboy's paying for sex at all, by the way.
Wait, has he ever questioned it? Like, do you think he knows anything's off at all?
I honestly don't know because I think he's kind of accustomed to the relationship the way it is. He's kind of puts himself in this friend zone with girls that he's dating, and it's difficult for him to get out of that.
He puts himself in the friend zone. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
So it's his fault he gets taken advantage of. Got it. No manches.
You guys, there are so many things to
I got your back.
See, did you see that? She's like, you guys are making it worse.
No, you guys understand, like, relationships are not easy. Like, right, I just can see one of my friends in a situation like this. And
I
want to
make
it.
Something clear. I don't believe you're a bad person. I just believe this is a bad decision you're making. That's all.
Well, it's a tough decision, you guys.
Listen, Tracy from Inglewood called in yesterday, and she was all about it. She says she uses men all the time for their money. So you do have supporters. You're not alone.
I don't think I'm using him for money. If that were the case, I would continue the relationship.
Exactly.
We don't have any proof that you are going to break it off this weekend, okay?
Hold on. Given your last
6 months, of doing this. I don't know that I trust you're going
to
end it.
Brian, you've never been in a relationship and known it needed to end for like a good amount of time, maybe 6 months. Like, I feel like my last relationship, I knew it probably needed to end for 6 months, but you try to work on it. You're sifting through your feelings.
Mine was called a marriage, and a lawyer didn't let us do it for 6 months.
That's a little different. I think the missing component about your past relationship, Chelsea, and maybe you knowing that it was over before it actually ended.
Yeah, but I think
is that in this case, the only reason why our listener Jenny has stayed in it is because dude hooks her up with cool trips and cool experiences.
You buy the Coachella tickets a year out. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Thank you.
We are going to ask you for one favor just because we're so invested in this and our okay. Ample listeners are so invested in this. I've never gotten so many texts before in our life. Can we check in with you on Monday as you go to Coachella with your current boyfriend who you haven't really liked that way for 6 months and your friends? And then check in on Monday to see how you're doing. Did you guys break up? I mean, are you breaking it up as soon as Coachella's over, or are you going to let a couple days? When does that happen? Or are you going to be like, oh, well, Coachella just happened. Like, I can't. So anyways, are you cool if we check in on Monday to see how your weekend went? Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
Well, we appreciate you opening up your life.
I appreciate you.
On the air like this.
She's probably never going to do it again.
By the way, we did change her name to Jenny, so.
This is true.
All right, Jenny. Thanks for hanging out with us. Try to have some fun this weekend, and we'll check in on Monday.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Woo-wee. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.